This is Reverend Lionel Smith, pastor of New Scholar Baptist Church. We are a church that is working towards acquiring the mind of Christ. Sit back and listen to the message already in progress.
Grow, you know the storm is almost gone. Well, no saw a rainbow sign. No saw a rainbow sign. I can see peeping through. You know the storm is almost gone. No saw a rainbow sign. No saw a rainbow sign. I can see peeping through. You know the storm is almost gone. That I'm precious in His sight. I know He'll bring me through. Well, it's amazing what God can do. I can see peeping through. You know the storm is almost gone. Oh, it's almost gone. You know the storm is almost gone. I can see peeping through. You know the storm is almost gone. Well, the storm is almost gone. Well, the storm is almost gone. I can see peeping through. You know the storm is almost gone. Well, you can come on out of the ark. Or you can come on out of the ark. I can see peeping through. You know the storm is almost gone. Well, you can come on out of the ark. You can come on out of the ark. I can see peeping through. You know the storm is almost gone. Oh, the darkest hour is just before day. The darkest hour is just before day. I can see peeping through. The darkest hour is almost gone. Oh, the darkest hour is just before day. The darkest hour is just before day. I can see this peeping through. You know the storm is almost gone. Oh, I can see the sun. I can see the sun. I can see the sun peeping through. I can see in the morning, in the evening, the sun. I can see. Another storm is almost gone. Well, the storm is almost gone. I can see this peeping through. You know the storm is almost gone. He still loves you. All right, still loves you. You know he loves you the way you are. Creating me a clean heart and renew the right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, Lord. Restore the joy of my salvation. Oh God, he still loves you. I don't care what you've done in your past. Oh God, he still loves you. Hallelujah. God, he still loves you. You know he loves you. You know he loves you. You know he loves you. The way you
cannot name the stars of things to say, but I have a father. I have a father who cares. Oh, he sits high.
He sits high.
Lord, he looks low.
Hallelujah times seven. Hallelujah is the highest praise. If you're believing miracles, you're looking at one now. My miracle, my blessing come by seven. 2007, in the Cabrini Hospital on a respirator, I had congestive heart failure. 2000. Then 2007, I was in Houston, Texas. Encephalitis. 2014, I was over at Rapids General with blood clots in my lungs. So I want to tell y'all that I'm going to try to do this. I'm going to leave you in the hand of the Lord. Treat my poor darling mother right. and still seem like I hear them leave you. Yeah, don't got to leave you now.
Song, prayers that has been prayed. I'm gracious to God Almighty for that today, and giving God all honor and glory that's deserving to Him, and to my Bishop Figgins, and to all the other ministers of the gospel according to Jesus Christ. I thank God today for that, for His patience with me. I can't talk about nobody else. His patience with me. Putting up with my mess as long as he did. And because of that, I deserve to brag on him. It's my right to brag on Jesus, not my right to brag on Lionel. I ain't got nothing to brag on. His mercy is the one that kept me. Nothing about my goodness, my good works, or nothing, and none, had nothing to do with none of that. But it's God's mercy that brought me to where I am, even this very moment. Now, I want to say this before we get into the scripture. I thought Brother Dotson was going to talk about DeMar Dotson as well, mention it at least, so you get familiar with it. We're going to have it on the airways pretty soon, television. This is one of the guys out of this church that we knew from a baby, grew up to be a professional first team, professional fifth best lineman in the whole National Football League. All right. That's an honor all by itself. And we thank God it's coming up. You seen it on the screen earlier, and we thank God for it. It's gonna be at Ash. And then too, I wanna say about my sister Hastings. Yes, me and her entangled many times. And I told her that as well as she sing, yes, Lord. I ain't gonna beat around no bush. Yes, she should be in the choir singing, yes, every week. Yes. And you see it for a fact now. Yes, but God gonna work it out, yes, for his preference. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And when he work it out, we gonna have to cry out. Mm-hmm. If we don't cry out, he gonna shut our lips up. Yes, sir. Shut your lips up, that means you can't say nothing, can't hear nothing, can't see nothing. We need the Lord on our side this day. Yes, I just thank God for you today. Once again, say to all the young ladies, the mothers, the cell age and the young and old people in here. So, ladies and young, thank God for you today. Amen. If God has chosen you to be a vessel for him, then you need to do that today. And give him honor and praise every day of your life for what he has done to you, for you and in your behalf. Now today we want to look at the word brief. We got the Lord's Supper to partake of today. We want to look at a few words from Jeremiah, fifth chapter of Jeremiah, verse 1 through 9. And my Bible reads as thus. Run to and forth through the streets of Jerusalem. See now and know, and seek her open places. If you can find a man, if there is anyone who executes judgment, who seeks the truth, and I will pardon her. Though they say, as the Lord lives, surely they swear falsely. O Lord, are not your eyes on the truth? You have stricken them, but they have not grieved. You have consumed them, but they have refused to receive your correction. They have made their faces harder than rock. They have refused to turn back, return. Therefore I say, surely these are poor. They are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God. I will go to the great men and speak to them, for they have known the way of the Lord, the judgment of their God. But these have altogether broken the yoke and burst the bond. Therefore, a lion from the forest shall slay them. A wolf of the desert shall destroy them. A leopard will which their interest, everyone who goes out of the of the city, be torn to pieces. Because their transgressions are many, their backsliding have increased. How shall I pardon you for this? Your children have forsaken me and answered by those that are not gods, sworn by those that are not God, when I had fed them to the full. Then they committed adultery and assembled themselves by truth in the harlot's house. They were like well-fed, lustrous stallions. Every one raged after his neighbor's wife. Shall I not punish them for these things, said the Lord? And I shall not avenge myself on such a nation as this. We thank you. The scripture says a lot. We're not in Jerusalem this morning. We're in Alexandria, Louisiana, the state of Louisiana, United States of America. So this gospel is for America, it's for Alexandria, it's for Baton Rouge, De Quincy, wherever, for Hammond. That's where this message come from this morning. And where did it come out of? The Church of Christ, the God in the house that he called out and set apart for his interest. The Bible says, and I'm going to share two thoughts with you. It's hard to find a good man that judges rightly. It's hard to find a good man that judges rightfully. Second, repent or be destroyed. The Bible tells me, it's in your book, go to and fro, talk to Jeremiah, go to and fro, run in the streets. And listen to what it says now. Of Alexandria, Louisiana, of Baton Rouge, Louisiana, Shreveport, Louisiana, of the state of Louisiana, run in the street, go look for somebody that's righteous. Now listen to what I'm saying. Look for somebody that's righteous, somebody that's not able or afraid to stand up before anybody in the world and say, the Lord love you. Or God say, we need to refrain from these things. Yeah, Lord. I'm telling you, church, it's hard, just like the scriptures say. It's going to be hard to find. Know why? Because we always want to identify with people instead of identifying with God. Yeah. We worry about what man going to say about me because I get up and shout a little. We worry about what people going to say about us because we get up and quote two or three scriptures, or he think he know everything, huh? That's the way the devil attack us. We need to believe in Christ, believe in the word. We have been called and set apart for the work of the ministry of Jesus Christ. He said, run in the streets. I want you to see and know for yourself. Everybody come telling me about what's going on. Come see for yourself. So we can have a witness one to another. I want two or three people to be with me to see the outlawism of the church that's going on right now in our society. Look, go look in open places. Look on the street corner. Look in the high positions of government. Look in the leadership of the country. Ain't nobody prayer gone. Just looking at TV Friday. They talking about they want to get it back again where you can pray publicly. Get it back again where you can pray publicly. And it got to go through who? The Senate and the Congress. It shouldn't be no thought because they saved. The Holy Ghost fear. It should be everybody in the White House, the Black House, the Shot House should be able right now to say, for God I live, for God I die. If you don't have that opinion in you, something wrong with you. We got to have it. You got to put God first in everything. We don't. We got rules and regulations that we follow and ain't of God. So you can't say what I say now. I know you can't. The book says, girl, but see, can you find just one person? Just one. Just one person. That stand right, that gonna stand up for Jesus anywhere you go. I preach this, I know I'm guilty of this. I preach every day that I stand up in my life, I say ain't but one way to live, and that's God's way. And I have contradictions all the time, but you gotta obey this law, you gotta obey this law. No, I gotta obey Jesus' law, and he'll bring me through the other laws. Well, I gotta catch on to Jesus. Once I get Jesus, the other laws won't even affect me. That's why God said, I came not to change the law, but to do what? Fulfill the law. He didn't change nothing. He just come and preach Christ. But the scripture talks to us good. Can you find a man? Is there anyone? That's what the bird say. That execute judgment. Time I get in a position, I get promoted to a position, what I do, I start going with what the man on the job say. My CEO. Now, I don't work 38, 40-some years straight, so I know what I'm saying. I'm not going to allow you to argue with me. I work 40-some years straight. I worked 35 years, didn't miss one day. I know what I'm saying. I work with saved people and unsaved people. I had unsaved people over me, and I had saved people over me. So I know what I'm saying. There are people that curse every day that was over me. I didn't partake of their cursing or profanity. What I did, I said, tell me what you want done, and I'll do it. Whatever you want done, I'll do it. Your cursing don't affect me none at all. That's your ignorance. I'm not going to be charged for that. You're going to be charged for it. I'm going to tell you right in the perspective of a professional way. I'm not going to holler and curse back to tell you what I ain't going to do. That's one of the things that's wrong now. We're in this society now that we live in, a lot of people get on a job and tell you what they're not going to do. They should be fired on the spot. Amen. Whoever you subject yourself, the Bible says you ought to obey them. Everybody that had rule over you, the Bible says obey them. It didn't say send for them. It said obey them in your workforce. We get on the job now trying to tell the man been there 40 years how to work it. It's pitiful. Amen. I ain't preaching Abraham and Jeremiah either. I'm telling you what the word says. The word says, can you just get one? Is there any just one to execute rightfully judgment who seek the truth? We don't want to tell the truth. It'll get us in trouble and make people talk about us. When you tell folks the truth, they talk about you. They lie on you. They try to undermine you. Rev ain't got no business saying talking like that out there. He know that man don't like that. I ain't thinking about that man. I'm thinking about Jesus. And if I think about Jesus, keep my mind focused on Jesus, I won't sink. Ask Peter. I won't sink. All you do is go ask Peter if you can get to him. I don't believe you can get to him, no. You got to ask us that's still here with you. Y'all don't understand what I'm saying. Is it hard? Yes, it is at times because we put ourselves in a bind sometimes. The Lord say, nobody's seeking the truth no more. And you want me to forgive you? Huh. Here you got hate all over you. You don't like me. You resenting me, rejecting me. Now you're saying he ought to sit down now. And then you tell me you're going to call on God and ask him to bless you or heal your foot, heal your head. No way. I'm in the book. I'm in the book. How in the world you expect God to do something for you to dislike me? I dislike you. How God going to answer my prayer and I dislike you? That's impossible. Amen. He can't do it. He'll be them lied. And the book saying, I believe in the book, God cannot lie.
Amen.
He's told the man of God, say, Abraham, so if you can find 50 righteous in Sodom and Gomorrah, just 50, I'll spare Israel. I'll spare Judah, rather. Well, Lord, what about 45? Get 45, I'll spare them. What about 30? 30, I'll spare them. What about 10? I'll spare them still. That's showing mercy. That's showing mercy. But he's not changing the law. Did y'all see what I said? He's not changing the law, but he's showing mercy. I don't care what the law say. If you show mercy, then you'll help people.
That's right.
But when you just go say, the law say this, and I'm going to whoop, do it like this. No, you ain't saved. You're not saved. You're born of the devil. But when you can find mercy in the law, then you of God.
Amen.
You didn't know that, did you? I used to have people on the job say all bad things to me. And tell me, if you do this, I'm going to do this to you. I say, don't do that, baby. Don't do that. Don't even think like that. Because you're getting me in trouble, huh? Let's be real with the thing. Y'all act like y'all been covered by the blood all your life. And everything ever been done, it was done in decent and in order. No, I ain't lived in that world. I don't know where y'all come from with that. I didn't never live in that world. Hell on this corner, hell on that corner, hell on this street, hell on that street. I don't know where y'all live there. He said, you expect me to pardon? You're full of sin, and you're doing all kind of wicked, and you're serving all kind of idol gods and stuff, and you want me to bless you? You got resentment in the choir against somebody else in the choir? And you asking me to bless you? Amen. You got resentment in the pulpit here. You hate people, somebody in the pulpit, and you want to be blessed? How are you going to be blessed? You can't get blessed. You jealous of me? Or I'm jealous of you? How are we going to get blessed? Even if I'm overtaken in a fault, the Christian, a full-blooded one, a strong one, you better come put your arm around me and nurse me back to purity. That's what the book say. No, I told you Lonnie, I wasn't no good. He's slick. You better watch him. He's slick. He don't care what he say, I don't. Because I'm not the one saying it. The man stronger than I, whose shoes I'm not worthy to unlash. He said it, I'm just a copycat. And I don't mind copying off him. But I ain't going to copy off you. And some of us get upset when we people don't do like we want them to do. Y'all didn't want that, though. Thank God for him. He said, oh, I say the Lord lives. Surely they swear falsely. There's many people in the church lying. Got a lot of liars in the church. I know you don't want to hear that. I got to tell you the truth, though. God going to curse me. There's a plenty of liars in the church. God wouldn't put it in their malice. All that stuff is in the church. Envy, strife, jealousy. Hatred, jealousy, all that's in the church. Y'all didn't know it. I'm just letting you know. Next week, you're a nobody, huh? Because I'm telling you this week, huh?
It's in the church. I don't care what you say. It's there. Resentment, rejection, all that's in the church. I know more than you. You ain't got good sense. That's in the church. Oh, Lord, are not your eyes on the truth? Now, look what you ask God. Lord, you can't see my goodness. You can't see my righteousness. You can't see all the good deeds I've done. No, I sure can't. Till you walk in what I want you to walk in, I'm blinded to the things what you're talking about. When you righteous, that's uncover God's eyes, he can see clear. And then he uncover your eyes, you can see clear. And you're going to walk in the ways of God as God has told you to walk. Look, God have allowed the mudslides in California, one of the biggest states in the state. Mudslide. Florida's having storms now. New York is storming. And all he's saying, say, y'all, you're not aware of what I'm doing? You're not aware that I'm blessing you now and not letting you go under? I'm not letting you be destroyed. I'm giving you a chance to get yourself together, to bring correction for repentance. Y'all don't understand that? Alexandria, y'all don't understand that through all them storms and them rain, it may blow a tree down. That's all happened. Nobody lost no life. Look at these other countries. They got 30,000, 40,000, 250,000 people been covered by mud.
Be thankful.
He wants you to see that.
Say that, Pastor.
He said, go find a good man. I'll save everybody. Isn't that amazing to say? Just one good man. And he didn't say two brothers. Just one. We've been corrupt by the system now. They ain't going to preach you grace. I'm scared of that. We've been corrupt by the system. What system, Smith? Not the one God set up. The one we set up. And we got all kind of laws. We make laws every 2 years for the whole nation to be governed by. God made laws one time, and they eternal. And we're going to be judged by the laws that God made. We don't like that, though, brother. We want to set our laws. We want to go around telling people how we feel. We want to tell people what we think in the church. You ain't got no thoughts. You got to have the mind of God. The only mind you go by is the mind of God. You go by any other mind, you lost. I'm telling you straightforward. I wanted to hurt you. You're lost if you go any other mind, you got the wrong mind. You got to be for God or against God.
Amen.
And when you don't agree with him, you're against him.
You're against
the God. Not me, God, because I'm just telling you what he said. The book talks to us and let us see some stuff and say, you ain't even cried. All the stuff you went through, you ain't even cried. Didn't show no remorse or nothing. You've been consumed, huh? But you refuse to receive correction. Boy, you got some hard-headed folks in the church sometimes. You tell them nice and kind, and guess what? They reject you. They'll curse you out for telling them the truth. They're getting mad with envy and strife and stuff in their heart because you're telling them the right way to go. If I was trying to be a God in this church and try to rule with an iron hand, then everybody be in the church. Who do you think he is? But I give freedom. I give the word and go on about my business. I hear preachers just preaching casino mess, casino mess, casino mess. That thing can't do me no harm. I'm fixed by God. All you have to do is get fixed. You don't have to talk about it.
That's right.
They're going to the casino, going to send you to hell. If you've been locked in Jesus Christ, you're going to heaven.
Yes. Amen.
You may be broke, but you
amen.
That's right. You may not have a penny in your pocket, but you'll go to heaven. Because the blood done covered you. When are we going to wake up?
Indians got it. Right. Give it to the Indians.
We always find fault to do wrong. What Judah here had just transgressed God, they was worse than Israel. Judah is the tribe that Christ come through.
That's right.
It was set apart. That was God's elect. Israel was God's chosen. God help us. Say, so you refuse to receive correction. Made his face is harder than a rock. They refuse to come back. You tell people in a nice way. See, I've been in the street. Me, see, y'all been holy all y'all day. Never been in the street. You never been in the world. You just get up in the church and brag on yourself and all that. I can't do that, me. Unfortunately, I can't get up here and brag on how great I am, how great I was, how great I'm to be. I can't do that. Because my conscience speaks to me every day of my life. My conscience speaks to me and tell me how to treat you. Tell me I don't care what you do to me, it's what I do to you that count. That's my conscience. My godly conscience talks to me. Then the Bible says, love covers what?
Multitude
of faults. Love now. Didn't say hate. Hate built up a dynasty of destruction. But love covers a multitude of faults. The word goes on to tell us, and I know it's hard on you this morning, but I'm trying to dry you out so you'd be worthy to take communion this morning. Y'all understand what I'm saying, huh? Yeah, that's my job. That's my job to do that. Yeah. And this is what it says. Therefore I said, surely these are poor, they are foolish, for they do not know the way of the Lord. Look, poor people sleep on that. Say the poor people that's one going away from Christ. Why? Why are they going away from Christ? Because they don't know the ways of God. Nobody taught them the ways of God. And they're ignorantly unlearned. They don't know what to do. They don't know how to get to God. Nobody told them how to get to God. All we get in the church and do is just, hallelujah, thank you, hallelujah, thank you. That's crazy. Teach me, then you can preach to me. Teach me and learn me, then you can preach to me. But this foolishness about this, all this jumping and flip cutting and you ain't got nothing in y'all, you just waste your time. Get something on the inside of you, you can shout all day.
That's right.
People always bragging about David danced out his clothes. He did, but he had something in him though.
Amen.
It was something was in him that caused him to dance. He wasn't dancing trying to look good. He was dancing to the praise of God, to the glory of God.
Amen.
That's what he was dancing to. But how you gonna dance and ain't got nothing in you? Y'all forgot a few years ago. Go, little queenie. Go, little crown. You act like you don't know what I'm saying now. I mean, we was at the whatever, on Lee Street and Reese Street and all them. Boy, we was just down there, sweat running off us. Evidence there that we didn't have nothing, not God business, not even that mind. For they did not know the ways of the Lord, the judgment of their God. They don't know what God, yet we, many times we in this church every Sunday, every Wednesday, every Sunday, and we don't know what thus saith the Lord. You mean to tell me we got all these Bibles in this country, and we don't read the Bibles and understand the Bible, say what the Lord say is the real way? How many people in the church today reject what the Bible say? And they got these initiatives that are, hey, this really what it say. I don't let folks talk to me like that. I read the book, and what the book say, that's what I say. Now, all these exceptional, essential opinions, I don't want it around me. You keep your opinion to yourself, and you can quote the opinion of God to me. I rejoice, I glorify when you show me the book. But all them thoughts you had and them dreams you had last night, I don't want to hear that. You ate too much last night. That's all that is. Because if God want to give me something, he'll give it to me. He's not going to give it to you. And if he give it to you, he's going to tell me before you ever start coming towards me. And when I see you, I'm going to receive you. The Bible say, I'm just going by what the book say. The book say, it don't matter what you feel about me. Say, I'm going to stand back and receive the word of knowledge from the one that he sent.
That's right.
That's what the book say. But you, well, Pastor, I think you need to, you're out of line with God. You're out of line with God. You watch me. Y'all, I'm not a perfect man, and you may find all kind of faults in me, but you watch me how I am with people. Watch how I live with people. Watch how I talk to people. Regards to what people say to me, I'm the same person every day you see me.
Amen.
I'm not boasting about nothing. I'm the same person every day. And you'll never see me getting these scripture arguments. You'll never see that with Lionel Smith.
Amen.
If you got an opinion, I say, okay, appreciate it. I'll see you later. I ain't getting in that. It's going to cause some friction among people. We got to agree all in one. If them sinners, Nimrod and the Canaanites, was building a tower to heaven, how in the world is Holy Ghost filled people can't get along with one opinion?
Come on, Pastor. Come on, Pastor. Yeah, you're right.
Is something wrong with this, y'all?
Yeah, right.
Jeremiah trying to get us alert. Now watch what he said. I will go to the great men and speak to them. Uh-oh, what? That means higher ups. The great men, speak to them. For they have known the way of the Lord and the judgment of their God. Woo. They knew God's way and the judgment of their God. Sometimes my money is my God. Sometimes my house is my God. Sometimes my clothes is my God. Sometimes my hair is my God. Ooh, God's. Sometimes my shoes is my God. Sometimes my intellect, my ability that I have, God has blessed me with wisdom, knowledge, and some understanding. We get beside ourselves. Y'all don't hear me. Because I know 10 more lines than you. I think I'm your Lord. Now, I don't know but 10 more lines than you. You can go home tonight and study them and learn them. Know the same thing I know. But because I know 10 more lines than you, I think I'm your God. That's pitiful. That caused confusion in the house. And if there's confusion in the house, oh God, house divided among itself. It ain't going to be able to stand, y'all. If we get silly and stupid in New Scott Island Baptist Church, start 5-6 different opinions in the church, soon we're going to fall in. That's according to the word of God. That's God's word. We're going to soon be destroyed. But he say, told Abraham, say, can you get 10?
Right.
Can you get 10, Lord? He said, no, I got to judge righteously.
Right.
If you find them, I'll save Israel. I'll save Judah. But if you can't find them, I have to destroy them. You mean to tell me you're going to destroy the good and the bad? I'm going to destroy the good and the bad. Don't make sense. Let's think any other way.
Right.
We got to do what God say in order to be blessed, y'all. Not what the Senate, the Congress, the President say. Do what God say, and you'll be able to get along with all them people just like brothers and sisters.
Amen.
But you got to have some inside God in you in order to get along with anybody. Look at this. I've been in sports all my life. I can elbow Pastor Henry. The ref didn't see it. When Pastor Henry elbowed me and knocked my teeth loose, they gonna give him a technical foul and a fine and throw him out the league. But guess who fault it was? My fault. I had no business elbowing him. You see what I'm saying?
Amen.
We always like to throw a brick, hide our hand. When somebody else throw a brick, we want to raise all kind of hell. I'm telling you. And we ought to be hollering, because you know I ain't lying. You can see faults in me, can't see nothing in yourself. And the book says you got to first look in that mirror. And it says when you look in the mirror, it ain't fooling you. What you see is what's there. That's in the book of James. You read it for yourself. Say you look in the mirror, forget what you see. That's amazing. God help us, Jesus. The Bible says he's going to go to these great men and talk to them and see if any of them ready to rightfully judge the people of God. They have broken the yoke of righteousness of covenant of God, and therefore a lion from the forest shall slay them. A lion called the king of the beasts, the high powers, countries on earth, gonna come and slaughter, because of our ignorance, our unlearnedness. Now, y'all read the book so you won't call me no liar, please. They're gonna come and take us over, slaughter, set us apart. The devil has already got to us. I'm telling you like it is. He's already got to us. Know why? We so divided now. Listen to me good. We're so divided now in the city of Alexandria, Louisiana, we can't get nobody we want to put an offer. We can't get them. Why? You won't go vote, first of all. And when somebody get in that you don't like, he ain't no good or she ain't no good. Why you don't go vote? They vote against them. They gave you a right to vote. Go vote.
That's right. Come on, Pastor. Come on.
Get who you want. And the Bible told us how to choose people. Now, don't you go choose me just because I'm running for office. Don't go choose me because I'm a preacher. I might be the biggest devil in Alexandria. Choose me because you see my righteousness. You see the godly spirit in me. Then you choose me. But don't y'all go to the poll and choose no devil. And what is a devil? Those that walk against the will of God. Them devils. And if they don't proclaim and you don't see God in them, don't fool with them. Don't fool with them. You put heaping coals of fire on your own head. So the leper watched over the city, and everyone who goes out shall be torn to pieces. Because their transgression of what? A many. Their backsliding have increased. In other words, all this saying here, we did wrong so much, it look right now. And say the enemy is just waiting to destroy us. You sing in the choir, but everybody in the church, half of the church, because you sing in the choir and you got a good spirit in you and you really love Jesus and you sing in the choir. Now everybody waiting on you to make mistakes so they can talk about you.
Yes, sir.
The lion, the tiger, the leopard is out there waiting. You in fear already because some of you heard somebody say something about you. You already in fear. Now you're scared to come forth. That's what the book say. You're scared to come forth publicly and confess Jesus Christ. Because your colleagues or the person next to you don't agree with you. You're scared to tell it. But I say choose today who you're going to serve. Today, not tomorrow, next week. Today, who you're going to serve. If you choose who you're going to serve, then the Lord will bless you if you're serving the right person. How shall I pardon for this? How I'm going to forgive you? You ain't even repenting. How can I forgive you? You ain't even repenting. You ain't acknowledged that you was in sin. I can't forgive that. He said, thou shalt confess with what? Your mouth. And believe what? In your heart. That God raised Jesus from the dead. Thou shalt be saved. But if you don't go through that process, you can't be saved. Say, for your children have forsaken me. Is that true? Y'all, listen to me a minute. I'm trying to clean you out so you need. And sworn by those that are not gods. When I had fed them all, the fool, then they committed adultery and assembled themselves by the troops in the harlot's house. God bless Jesus Christ. Adultery, according to the book here, that's those that went out and worshiped them other gods. Yes, worshiped them other gods. So it is with us. If we go out and be unfaithful, then they call that adultery too, right? Yes. But the main plan that God set up was going with them other gods. Because yes. The Bible says an adulterer and fornicator will forgive, but a liar shall never tarry in his sight. Could I just see what the Bible says? I ain't worried about, the other stuff. The book say that. That's what the book say. Now, if we going to take what the book say, or we going to take because I got a PhD in psychology. Yeah, you need to talk to me, huh? I got a PhD in psychology. You going to listen to me or going to listen to Jesus? And if I had a mind of Christ, my PhD amounted to nothing. Paul said, all the learning I had.
What'd you say?
I had the counting laws when I met Jesus. Huh? That's amazing.
Amen.
How well I was educated, but when I met Jesus, I become a dummy.
That's right.
Had to restart. It's amazing. And we let all this stuff run on, and that's why we don't get along like Christians. We got all kind of ologies in the church. And the Apostle Paul said, do away with all these schisms. Do away with all them schisms up in the church. You don't need that. You don't need but one thing, Jesus, in the church, and live it and believe it and talk it and walk it, sing it and pray it and preach it.
Amen.
He said they were like well-fed stallions. And they look good. In other words, that well-fed stallion look good. Now, I got to say this, y'all. I ain't cutting no corner. There are some ladies, I ain't talking about men, there are some ladies that y'all can't lie. If you lie, you're going to hell. I'm going to tell you to your face right now. There are some ladies in the church, out of the church, and on the street, and wherever, it's stallions. And you men, your most holy guys, that talking all that holyism,
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your heart. We invite you to come worship with us at our Sunday school service beginning at 9 a.m. Our morning worship service at 11 a.m. Bible study every Wednesday night from 7 to 8. If you would like to correspond with this ministry, you can write us at 2627 Willow Glen Road, Alexandria, Louisiana. Again, thank you and may God bless you.
What will people think when they hear that I'm a Jesus freak? What will people do if they find that it's true?
Hey, what's up? This is Toby Mack with news of another real-life Jesus freak.
Every year, Christians are laying down their lives for Christ. Each death is a loss and a victory. As Paul wrote in Philippians, to live is Christ, and to die is gain. Still, we grieved at the voice of the martyrs when we heard that on July 1st, four gunmen pushed their way into the home of Muhammad Yusuf Bhatt and shot him to death. He was a friend and a vibrant voice, sharing Christ with Muslims in Kashmir for more than 15 years. He leaves behind a wife and three children. Will you join in prayer for the family and legacy of Muhammad Yusuf Bhatt? For more, go online to persecution.com.
It may be hard to believe, but people just like you are already saving money. FeedThePig.org makes it easy. Their simple savings plan teaches you how to start saving without going overboard. So you don't need to ditch the car and start rollerblading to work.
I look ridiculous.
You look ridiculous!
You don't need to start foraging wild berries.
I was skeptical, but these are actually pretty good.
You don't need to sell your organs on the black market.
Lie back. This is gonna hurt.
Yeah, that hurts.
You don't need to rent out your apartment to drifters.
I made a fire with the wood in your bedroom.
That's my dresser!
And your closet door.
You just need an internet connection. Don't get left behind. Start your personal savings plan with the tips and tools on feedthepig.org. That way, you don't need to sell all your belongings and live in a commune.
These dungarees belong to all of us now, Tom.
Brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
God bless you. We hope that this message has encouraged your